Last time on the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Good for nothing cut us off. I've had it. I'm going to teach him a lesson.
What happened?
Hey, yo, DJ Jeffy Jeff.
You think I'm a rave, brother?
Oh, no. We need to stop the rave.
Stop! Somebody call the police!
We're going to need backup here. It's like the drugs are involved.
DJ Adrock was arrested.
Oh, my.
His membership has been permanently revoked.
Oh, my, yeah.
Hello?
This is Shad Levine, a quarterback.
Oh, hey, Shad.
I'm, like, totally looking forward to coming on your show next week.
My show?
That's right.
DJ Jeffy Jeff.
How are things going in here?
Terrible. They think I drugged all those people at my rave. I had nothing to do with it.
EMI services.
I just want to find out who ordered the water bottles.
Well, I'm sorry, this is private.
When they're all out, I'll go to the back and try and find a way in. Then I can check for the order, get my info, and get out of there. No way! Come on, hurry, Brent!
Hey, I got you!
Ah! Ow!
If Adrock can prove he wasn't at the station at that time, then you can prove he didn't place the order!
Perfect! We're back here on the Monoway Mono Show. We are excited for your return to the Sound FM airways, DJ Adrock. What? Who could that be? All programmers have a key. Who's there?
In fear of a serial arsonist, DJ Jeffy Jeff grabs the largest microphone he can find, cocks it back with his right hand, and opens the door with his left.
Hey, hombre, are you ready to rock?
Oh, hey, Shad, what are you doing?
We have our own mics, but hey, one less thing to lug in, am I right?
Shad, this isn't a good time. I just got myself here. Why don't you guys just...
Big bass coming through.
It's just that your music doesn't really fit with what I typically play.
What do you mean?
How can I word that any different? I don't typically play quarterback on my show.
Like, you mean, like, not very much?
Yeah, or ever?
Sorry, I'm late.
Hey, Ash.
Why aren't you playing yet? Start setting up. Save the chit-chat for later.
Okay, Ash.
Ash, what are you doing?
I know. I should have been here earlier. Now we're late getting started.
No, what's going on? Why is quarterback here? Why are they setting up?
For the live to air.
I never booked a live to air with them.
But last week you said you would, so I pulled every string I could to get them here.
What? I never said that. Look, I got here late. I'm just gonna play some requests. Celebrate Adrock's return to the station with some of his favorite tunes, and most importantly, just relax. No live to airs today, Ash.
Big Tom coming through.
What did I tell you? There is no return for DJ Adrock to Sound FM.
But he was just released.
He what? It doesn't matter. He has plagued this station with his antics for the last time.
But it wasn't him. Forget it.
We're ready to rock, Ash.
You know what? Get out of here and take your band with you. I'm doing my show my way.
Okay, fine. DJ Adrock can have his membership back if you let quarterback play one song. Then we'll go.
What? This is ridiculous.
One song, and I'll have his membership reinstated in the morning. I promise. Come on, they have come all this way and are all set up. It's just one song.
Ah, fine. One song. But from now on, never disrupt my show again.
Okay, great. Let's roll, guys.
Okay, would you like to do a question part first?
No interview, we'll just play. We interrupt our regular program for an unexpected guest in the studio here to play a song for us.
And to promote our free show at the end of the week. Say that into the mic, too.
You just did. Okay, let's hear some noise, guys.
One, and two, and a one, two, three, four. Hey, 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 yeah.
When the heck you gonna fix this?
Well, maybe not right now.
My girl, she is complicated.
Do you remember this photo?
Hey, 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 yeah.
Man is now able to fly through the air like a bird.
Swim beneath
the sea like a fish. And he is able to burrow beneath the ground like a mole. Now if only you could walk the earth like a man, this would be paradise.
Now if only he could walk the earth like a man.
Do it.
DJ Jeffy Jeff went through the rest of the motions of the live to air, not fully aware of what was happening around him. Later that same night, he found himself at a bar with his good friends, Lindsay, Adrock, and Duff.
It is them tonight.
You mean that thing in the house?
Oh, what happened?
Where are we?
You better lay off those pines, sucker.
I'm not even... Is this soda?
I ordered for the table, remember? The ale at this establishment is exquisite.
I don't... Wait, so... Ah, I must be out of it. But regardless, Adrock, I'm glad to see you're not behind bars anymore.
Cheers to Adrock's inevitable pardon of guilt.
Cheers! Cheers!
Thanks, yo. I owe you huge, DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Ah, don't worry about it. Besides, we all did our part.
We gathered just enough evidence to prove it wasn't you.
Yes, but the orchestral culprit at large consumes my every neurological pathway.
I wonder if it was the same person who burnt down the rhythm and the ridge. Did you guys hear about this?
Sucker, I heard those bats on live waves.
Oh, it was awful!
Really? So what happened?
Well, that sucker fro Nice Kid Sam was doing that terrible segment he does. And he starts by saying, "Hi! This is not Scan Sam here at the Ridge.
We're going to get into a few quarterback tracks in just a moment. But first we are going to do our ever-popular segment, What Happened in Your Life? Right after these words from our sponsors.
Down the road
again. We're back, and the phone lines are now open.
Hey, you cannot be back here. We're on air.
It seems we have a bit of a situation here in the studio. I'm going to go to another commercial and we'll be right back.
But I have a story for you.
We always do this over the phone lines.
But now you can make radio history.
Sure, let's do an in-person one. Did he brief you with the on-air rules before you knocked him out?
You're not scared, are you, son?
No, what happened in your life?
In the Mennonite community where we are...
Heard of electricity much?
We were all ready to build a community bond when your beloved government confiscated the land, saying it belonged to them and they needed it for communications development.
What is the point of your story? We have commercials we need to get to.
Just then, Mononite struck Not Scared Sam.
Beautiful new radio station tower was built, Samuel. You would have loved it. The only peaceful opportune way to dispute this impromptu tower for my community was on a stormy evening at the local government building. The storm kept us from making our peaceful peace.
That story sucked! The only prize you're going to be winning is jail time!
But Samuel, the real story is, what's going to happen to you in your life?
What?
just so, so terrible.
But did Sam make it out alive?
Yeah, Sucko, see you another day.
I believe his diagnosis was an expected full recovery, excluding the minor epidermal tissue damage.
Whoa.
Ooh, I got the look. And being a newly freed man, it's time for me to chat me up some bitters.
I must part from this celebration as well. Until next time, Jeffy Jeff and Lindsay, I'll speak with you next on Azeroth.
Bye, good buddy!
Later, Duff.
We should head home, too. Tomorrow is going to be as busy as ever. Everyone is getting the new MTM phones tomorrow.
MTM? The cheap foreign phones? All right, I may as well hit the old Dusty, too, then.
Later in the week, Ad-Rock goes to the radio station, fully prepared with a special broadcast to celebrate his release from jail and his return to Sound FM.
I'm Ash Wilson, and you're listening to The Hit List. Let's start the show off, as we always do, with the newest track from Quarterback, here on 100.3 Sound FM.
When the heck you gonna fix this?
What's up, Ashley? How's it going, sucker?
It's not Ashley! It's Ash.
Right, my bad, Joe.
Now look, Ad-Rock, I know you're temporarily out of jail, but I need to ask you to leave immediately.
What you talking about? Move along now, sucker. I got some fresh dope clefs I'm ready to drop on my ear crew. There, that's better.
No, Ad-Rock, I'm sorry, but the board has voted to revoke your license from Sound FM. Believe me, I was against it. But there's nothing we can do.
You speaking what? I was cleared of all, sucker. So move along.
You can apply again for membership in the new year.
Sucker, get out of this booth right now.
No, don't make me get physical.
You want to get physical? Let's dance.
Ah!
Yeah!
Oh!
Sucker! How's that boot smell?
Oh, not Chibata.
Just then, Quarterback enters the studio. Hello?
Help!
Ash!
Take that!
Quarterback pins DJ Ad-Rock to the ground. This is for Ash! This is for Sound FM! And this is Curiosity Ad-Rock.
Courtesy!
And this is courtesy of Quarterback! Battered and bruised, DJ Ad-Rock is thrown out of the Sound FM studios. Barely conscious, and one Chibata boot short. A dark haze washed over the DJ. Due to his knowledge of advanced circuitry and computer science, DJ Jeffy Jeff begins to hone his newfound powers.
We need to set up a meeting to discuss the Apache updates to the external servers.
Already done.
Well, okay, great. This will give me a chance to finally upgrade my healer to a level 90. I have been hunting pineapples for...
Are you sure your healer isn't already at level 90?
Shakakabaru! I must have had more spritz up than I thought I had last night.
As DJ Jeffy Jeff's power grew, he began to use them in everyday life.
Now let's review the 7 stages and split into groups. In your groups, I want you to pick a stage and review a time when a company has done poorly in providing services and how they could improve.
Oh, God.
Armin, what happened?
Looks like the projector bulb has burst.
Well, let's postpone this meeting to another time.
Now 7:31. This is gonna take forever. Now serving 53.
Hey.
Marble rye sliced, please. 2 tickets to Searching for Sugar Man, please.
I have always wanted to see this film. Sixto Rodriguez is so talented.
There you go, sir. Enjoy your movie.
We must have gotten the last 2 tickets. It says the movie is sold out. The cinema is empty. What happened?
Must be a computer glitch.
Okay, great. Now take off your pants for me. Turn your head to the left and cough. Now let's test your reflexes. I'm going to use this little hammer to tap your knee gently.
Ah, that hurts. And come to think of it, my joints have been hurting me more than usual lately.
Nope, everything seems relatively healthy, but it does appear as if you have some symptoms of accelerated aging. This degeneration of your joints and mild arthritis is what's causing your aches.
Arthritis? At my age?
It is simply overuse and stress. Are you extremely active in your day-to-day life?
I bike everywhere I go, almost every day, but nothing far.
Well, a bike ride is easier on your joints. I would recommend stretching to improve elasticity and take it easy.
And my gray hair?
That could be a number of different reasons. None are a cause for concern. Are you experiencing more stress than usual?
I have. The station hasn't been doing so well.
Some of my patients are victims of the drugging that happened at the rave. I would simply recommend a calming leisure activity like yoga or lawn bowling.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Dr. Chlorine.
Also, be careful on that bike of yours. I have seen some horrific injuries caused by accidents involving bikes.
Oh, yeah?
Just last week, I was doing a shift at the General Hospital. We had two patients involved in a horse and buggy accident that hit a car, which was caused by bicyclists cutting off the buggy. That intense trauma to the two brothers was physical and psychological. And
wait, was this near the government building?
Yes, just next to the power plant. You probably heard about it on the news from Patrick Mullaney. Well, days went by with the one brother recovering from his burns and fractured leg. He refused all painkillers and for a while made progress recovering, all the while grieving the loss of his twin. Until one day... Your skin grafts are looking good and show signs of steady recovery.
Hey, Frog, hey.
Mono, where are you?
Pardon me?
My brother, where is he?
Your brother? He passed away.
Fuck, it is me, Mono.
Where are you?
I'm going to order some CT scans. I think that you're hearing things.
I'm here with you.
I thought you were gone.
Stand up!
What? I can't.
Stand up!
Okay. Where are you?
Walk over to the sink.
No, not really. Funk mustered up all his strength and made his way over to the sink and peered into the mirror to look at his reflection.
Tis me, Mono.
Looking at his reflection, Funk could see the characteristics in himself that resembled those of his late brother, Mono. What happened?
Don't worry about that for now. We have work to do.
Get your stuff and let's go.
But the doctor said...
Who cares what the doctor said? They think you're crazy now. Get your stuff. We have an appointment to keep.
An appointment? Where? No, the doctor said I need rest.
If you won't do it, then I will.
Anyways, come back and see me in a few days if things get worse.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Chlorine. See you later.
The next day at work, DJ, Jeffy, Jeff, and Lindsay are chatting about the progress Lindsay has made with his WoW guild.
How's the new guild going, Lindsay?
We've already harvested and mined enough for our first raid.
What are you speaking? Adrock, what are you doing at my work? And what happened to your face?
Suck a clown.
Bootstrap.
Piece of a...
Shh!
Be quiet.
Ash did this. You and his gang.
Mother flashing. Pansy.
Okay, shh. Why did he do this?
I went to do my show, like every week, and there he was, playing that track. He said my show had been replaced. Done.
What? He told me that your membership was reinstated.
That lying son of a gun.
Then I messed him up, but Sucka had a crew.
Ah, forget it. Come on the Mono a Mono show tonight. Co-host it with me. Then we'll talk to the board in the morning about getting him fired.
Co-host? Sucka, you couldn't handle my beats.
He's right. Your styles are quite different.
No, he's wrong. And we don't have to agree on the styles or taste. You play what you want, and I'll play what I want.
All right. But only if all tunes be played in the name. I'm sticking it to that no good.
Mother sucking dog of a...
Shh! Quiet!
Linz, you want to come? You can give commentary on who's playing the better tunes.
I'm meeting up with Duff tonight. But if our raid goes as planned, I could maybe come by.
Do it. I got the new quarterback album, and I'm pretty pumped about it. I'll lend it to you guys if you want.
Quarterback? Look, I think that's who Ash's crew was. Besides, those tunes be whack.
What? No, it couldn't have been. They seem like really nice guys. I used to think the same about their music, but I can't stop listening to Hey 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 Yeah. There's something about that song.
Oh, the boss is coming.
You guys stop shooting the breeze and get back to... Oh.
Hi, Mr. Lumberg!
I didn't know you had a client in.
No, this is...
Yeah, Adam from finance.
Ad-Rock. It's Ad-Rock.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. Carry on, gentlemen. Mr. Ad-Rock.
All right, get out of here. I'll see you tonight, okay?
Cool. Later, DJ Jeffy Jeff. Later, Linz.
Hi, Ad-Rock!
Everybody, this is Moses here on Punk Rock Radio, Straight Out of the Pit. That was a song by Silverstein doing their job keeping punk rock elite. I'm running out of time here, but it seems like there's something special as usual going on in the Mono a Mono show. I feel like there might be a special guest in the studio. Stick around. And before I go, I want to remind everybody to keep your elbows up. See you next week.
Welcome to the Mono a Mono Show, and I'm your host, DJ Jeffy Jeff, and I have a special guest with me this week. The only thing he's guilty of is DJing phenomenal raves. Fresh out of the slammer, it's none other than DJ Ad-Rock.
Yo, yo, glad to be back in the studio. And props to you, DJ Jeffy Jeff. Mono amigos, if it weren't for this guy, I'd be still in that slam hole.
No problem, buddy. So tonight we're playing or battling out some tunes. Let's do a rock, scissor, paper to see who goes first. One, two, three, rock! Oh, one, two, three, scissors! All right, so what do you want to do?
Huh? What you talking about?
Well, just because you won, you can choose to go second.
Why would I ever go second? Here's Pick a Popper with their newest beat.
Right here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a Mono!
Yeah, love this tune. Jeff, I can't believe you're playing quarterback now. When did this all happen?
Well,
just then the station door busts open.
What is this?
What is this? I told you never to interrupt my show again. Get out of here, Ash.
Ad-Rock, you get out of this studio right now.
I mess you up.
Ash, you said Ad-Rock's membership had been reinstated. So instead of having his show, he's now permanent co-host of the Mono a Mono show.
This doesn't concern you, Jeffy Jeff. Stay out of it.
He's right. It doesn't concern you, Jeffy Jeff. But this does.
right, there you have it, Mono Amigos. The Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff, Episode 3, with great bands such as Magneta Lane, The Blue Seeds, Quarterback, Melissa Oftemar,
Parks and Rec, Cyanide Kiss, Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs, some 5440,
Canadian Winter, Death from Above 1979, Dirty Ghosts, Always Sun Orange, Crystal Castles,
Age of Electric, The Arkells, Silverstein, Crop Failure, and then finally you just heard the musical stylings of Pick a Piper.
That's right. A bunch of great bands right there. Man. And love DJ Edrek, I love that tune too.
I love that tune as well.
Pick a Piper one?
Damn
yeah.
Straight.
And the artwork for that, unbelievable, drawn by Becca Kinsey. Mm-hmm. We did a battle, me and DJ, the actual DJ, Jeffa Jeff.
The real DJ, Jeffa Jeff.
A few weeks ago, last month, for her online comic, which is Cadaverific, that you can get at thebeccacomics.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, like we said before, you can go to www.monoamonoradio.com to check out previous episodes of The Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff and that episode of The Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff, the one you just heard, A Villain is Born. And that one left us with a huge cliffhanger.
Yeah, who is that guy in there?
I don't know. But his voice sounds familiar. I think he's the guy from the Mono A Mono opening. I think he's the guy who recorded that. I think. I don't think it's Mono Night.
No, his name hasn't been given
out. Oh, sorry. His name hasn't been given out yet. Strike that from the record.
Oh, man.
Very good. That was great.
That was good.